Welcome to the Weekly Roundup, the Statesman's newest podcast series. I'm Sarah Ruberg, the multimedia editor at the Statesman. The Weekly Roundup will feature editors from each section of the paper, giving you a summary of stories over the past week to check out. This is episode one.
With Statesman News for the week, I'm Brianne Letta, the news editor at the Statesman. The Presidential Search Committee sent out its most recent update on the presidential search on Wednesday, October 23rd. A campus-wide email included a link to a profile outlining qualifications and expectations for the incoming president. The new leader of the university should have demonstrated experience in collaboration and budget management.
Also on Wednesday, students and faculty marched on campus with domestic violence prevention organizations to raise awareness about domestic abuse. 1 in 4 women and 1 in 9 men endure violence or stalking from intimate partners, according to the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, which declared October National Domestic Violence Awareness Month in 1981. Marchers chanted, "Sewells break the silence, help us end the violence," as they marched around Stoller Center for the Arts and Melville Library, holding signs reading, "You are not alone, Sewells care for each other, and love should not hurt." For our pre-law students taking the LSAT this week, it might be useful to take note that the law school admission test will be administered digitally from now on. A Microsoft Surface Go tablet and stylus will replace paper copies in testing rooms around the country. The tablets offer test takers the ability to make highlights, annotations, and change the font size. For students who might be nervous about the change, LSAC.org is offering free practice tests to help test takers get used to the new format.
Hi guys, with Opinions, I'm Gabby Pardo, the Opinions Editor here at The Statesman. This week, we have a variety of op-eds and a letter to the editor all the way from Chile. Professor Eric Zolov is down in Chile currently and writing about his firsthand experience regarding the protest down there. Regarding our op-eds this week, we have 3 of them. Our first one is titled Breaking Down SBU's Health Plan, which details about Stony Brook's health insurance plan for students and what it covers and its flaws. Our second one is about how working as a college student not only improves your time management skills, but also your GPA. Our final article this week is titled Violent Video Games Aren't Always Connected to Mass Shootings in the United States. The writer is talking about in this piece how President Donald Trump blames violent video games for creating monsters. However, studies show how these games don't necessarily have a direct correlation with the motive for mass shootings. That's all for this week, but be sure to check out our election-related op-eds next week. With Opinions, I'm Gabby Pardo.
With Statesman Sports, I'm Ethan Tam, Assistant Sports Editor. Women's soccer began the week with a 2-0 victory on the road against Vermont, powered by goals from junior forwards Fani Godison and Alyssa Francis. Junior goalkeeper Sophia Manner blocked both shots on goal to cement the shutout victory, giving the Seawolves their 11th victory on the season. The Seawolves are staying on top and looking to defend their regular season title. Men's soccer finally got on the board in the America East, defeating Albany in overtime 3-2. Redshirt junior midfielder Gabriel Fernandez scored the decisive strike in the 98th minute, handling the rebound off a kick from junior midfielder Joey Landesino. Senior striker Jared Doss and junior midfielder Corey Cupid scored the 2 Seawolves goals in regulation. Stony Brook's playoff hopes are still dim, but they've gotten out of the cellar of the standings. Volleyball continued to tread water, dropping their match on October 20th against New Hampshire in straight sets, before bouncing back against Hartford on the 25th, winning 3-1. The Seawolves dropped the first set to Hartford 20-25, before running off 3 straight set wins, including a dominant 25-17 third set. Volleyball is 3-3 in America East play this year, tied with Hartford for third in the conference. Football earned an upset on the road in the CAA, defeating number 5 Villanova 36-35 on the leg of redshirt senior kicker Nick Courtney. Redshirt junior quarterback Tykel Fields threw for 320 yards, a touchdown, and an interception, and redshirt freshman running back Tyson Lawton gained 130 yards on the ground. Stony Brook stays in the hunt of playoff hopefuls, but need to string together wins to pull away from the pack. With Statesman Sports, I'm Ethan Tam.
With Arts and Culture, I'm Alex Baggerdan, the Assistant Arts and Culture Editor. This week, Stony Brook hosted a presentation on Diwali, the festival of lights that is a part of Hindu culture and religion. Professor Sridhar, who is a professor of linguistics and India studies at Stony Brook, gave a lecture explaining each of the days of Diwali, and then later, Yelishpur Dathatri performed a ritual puja at the event. Diwali begins on Sunday, October 27th. the Simon Center opened a new collection on October 24th called The Art of Science, Selections from the Collection. The gallery features a variety of different images selected by 16 scientists and artists. The pieces are a collaboration designed to showcase the ability to see the world from different perspectives. Every Wednesday is known as Imagine Wednesday for the Creative Writing Department. The Wednesdays let professors in the Creative Writing Department showcase their work, and this latest Wednesday had Tyler Penny, a professor in the department, introducing each professor with an embarrassing but funny fact. Little Shop of Horrors' off-Broadway show is a hit. The hilarious musical boasts a star-studded cast, with Tony Award-winning director, Tony Award-winning and nominated actors, and a score written by a Disney duo. The musical will run off-Broadway at West Side Theater in Hell's Kitchen until January 19, 2020. With Arts and Culture, I'm Alex Backerdan, the Assistant Arts and Culture Editor.
Thank you for listening in. Come back next week for a fresh round of stories brought to you by the Statesman Editors. I'm Sarah Ruberg, the Weekly Roundup's host and producer. For more Statesman content, go to sbstatesman.com or pick up a paper on a newsstand near you.